Hello, this is Dennis Wing, and today's topic is on advanced uses of the pentatonic scales. Pentatonics are extremely useful and have a lot more uses than you probably think, all right? And there's two pages that go along with this audio presentation consisting of 17 different sort of exercises or at least the scales that go with certain chords. Don't look ahead, just stay with me on this, all right? Also, this recording is meant to be played along with. It's definitely not, you know, meant to just be listened to in a car or in your armchair or something. You know, get your guitar out, get your instrument out, and play along. Reason that we're doing this presentation is simply because pentatonics are so easy. On the guitar, certainly. I don't know about other instruments, but they're easy to play. They're easy to get around on. They're easy to play patterns on. And to be able to superimpose them over different situations, you can play a lot of cool licks. I mean, if you have a C major scale, if you're in the key of C, the examples are all in C in this presentation, at least on the sheets. We may go into the other keys to implement, but you know, if you're in C and you have C major, you know, it's more cumbersome than a five note scale. And also the notes fit, like there's no avoid notes. So, you know, if you have a C major chord, let me just, all right, so I'm gonna loop that. The avoid notes are when I say avoid notes, there certainly doesn't mean you can't play them. It just means the notes that sound more dissonant would be the two notes that the pentatonics leave out. So by, you know, this recording presupposes that you know the definitions of the minor and major pentatonics. Major pentatonic is 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, right? If you don't know this, you shouldn't be listening to this. You should be listening to the first presentation I made about uses of the pentatonics, which is not advanced. All right, so when you're playing a C major scale over a C chord, the notes that sound more tense are the fourth note, that note. It's like produces tension against, it begs to be resolved. That's all I mean by tension. I certainly don't mean to suggest it's a wrong note. It just begs to be resolved. And the other one is the major seven. And, you know, over certain situations, this can be a chord tone and be very consonant if it's a C major scale. But if you're in pop music and they're just playing a C chord without the major seven, then certainly the major seven has some kind of tension to it. Does that make sense? But what I'm trying to say is when you do just a major pentatonic, there's no tensions there. It all fits. You know, and certainly when you have like wind chimes, you ever notice wind chimes are very often pentatonics? Whether they're major or minor pentatonics depends on how the wind chime is constructed, of course. But the other thing that this audio thing presupposes is that you know how the major and minor pentatonics are related. So we define the major pentatonic as 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, but you should also know at this point that each major pentatonic has a relative minor pentatonic. So the relative minor of C is A minor, and so an A minor pentatonic is 1 flat 3 4 5 flat 7. If you don't know that, you got to memorize that. Both the 1 2 3 5 6 for the major and the 1 flat 3 4 5 flat 7 for the minor. So write that down, you know, and memorize it, and don't listen any further until you're ready with that, okay? So the first two examples are exactly what we kind of are already talking about, so I'll start them on the next track.